Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
When Sam Roberts released his debut EP, The Inhuman Condition, in 2002, he cannonballed onto Canada's rock radio stations. If you were programming a station that would potentially play Sam's music, you had better be on the train or look foolish with the late ad. He's what you call a no-brainer ad, because it's just so obvious. They've won 6 Juno Awards, Artist of the Year twice, in 2004, then again in 2009, Album of the Year in 2004, that was a big year, 2004. The tragically hip Beat Them Out, Sam and the band, for Rock Album of the Year, the Juno in 2017. They're 7 albums in, 3 as Sam Roberts, 4 as now Sam Roberts Band. Truly one of the best, an amazing frontman, exceptional player and singer. He's great with the fans, one of the nicest musicians you'll ever meet. And when Sam was a guest of the podcast, we talked about AC/DC firing their drummer, their singer's hearing loss, the shows that he was binge-watching at the time. Trump came up, so did legalized marijuana, family, politics in Canada. And Sam talked about being in a band and embracing the unknown. Listen to this.
I think as a band, you have to sort of embrace that opportunity to go out and explore things that you haven't seen before, done before. Mm-hmm. And that was the driving force behind that show, in a sense. And a lot of what we do, again, south of the border, is to just go off and try to instigate something, try to develop some kind of relationship with a fan base down there. In order to do that, you kind of have to strip away anything that you might consider as being, you know, what something you deserve or something that's your right as a band. You know, we deserve to play in theaters or arenas or, you know, big shiny venues. You have to forget all that. It's an incredibly unhealthy way of looking at it. You have to always feel that you are hungry and have something to prove.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Find them online at TedcoRVSuppliesInc.com.
Attention, fans of fairy tales that are magical, hilarious, and grim. The award-winning Pinna original podcast Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest has new episodes out now. While you've probably heard of the Brothers Grimm, you've never heard these tales told in quite this way. I'm Adam Gidwitz, best-selling and Newbery Honor author of books for children, and in Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest, I share the real, weird, grim fairy tales with real, weird, hilarious kids. In each episode, you not only get to hear a story, but you also get to enjoy this group guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and sharing their own perspectives on the tales. Also, heckling me. They love to heckle me. The episodes are rated on a scale from grim to grimmer to grimmest, so there's always a great variety of tales to explore with your family. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.